Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is John Malanka with United Patient Group, Be Informed and Be Well, and I have a longtime friend, Jarek Keller. How are you doing, Jarek?
Doing really good, John. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on, my friend. We've done a lot over the years, and I've worked with Jana Champagne, who is one of your nurses that works with you, and I've worked with Jana coming on, I would say, 9 years right now. So don't let the young look fool you, ladies and gentlemen. The wealth of knowledge, and proud to have you on, and proud, you know, I personally use your products as well. Shared it with my mom and family members and friends alike. So Unity Formulas, let's talk about Unity Formulas. First off, the CBD boom has just, you know, you go to a trade show nowadays and you have 80 to 800 different CBD companies. What's making one stand out over the other? I've talked about this for years, that many of the CBD products out there are the same product. You know, I could go out and buy bulk and just put, you know, United Patient Group or John CBD on there. And that's a lot of the products that are like that. Not saying it's good or bad, but a lot of products are like that. So what I always talk about with my audience and the patients that do call, find a company that either is organic, grows it themselves, has full access from literally seed to sale. And that's why you stand out. And so welcome again. And let's talk about what makes you, Unity Formula, and Jarek and your team stand out, because there's so many different products out there. So have at it.
Yeah, thank you. There's a lot of stuff out there. Our mission statement is to be improving outcomes for customers, patients. That's where we started. When I first got in to this work about 5 years ago now, what we notice is a lot of what you're mentioning today. So I think it starts with our core values, you know, obviously committed to quality across the board, our products, our service, customer service. You know, I've just been willing to speak with so many people one-on-one. But our specialty is making targeted formulations. So we notice that makes a really big difference when it comes to, you know, someone having a positive outcome versus, you know, I've heard it so many times. Oh, I've tried this, I've tried that, and it didn't work, and I gave it up and whatnot. And I say, well, why don't you try this one? So it obviously starts with the quality of the plant. You know, all of our plants are grown organically here in Oregon. That's where we're based. I have great relationships to the farmers. I myself come from a farming background. My original passion around cannabis was the living, growing plant. So I think that brings an important element into it. And so having an understanding from start to finish. Starting with wonderful plants is very important. How we make our targeted formulations are, you know, we're using different combinations of cannabinoids, and also specific ratios of terpenes. We know this makes a difference, you know, versus taking just 20 milligrams of CBD. It's what else is in there. And, you know, another important part of quality is obviously lab testing. All of our stuff is lab tested. But even in today's, in the current space, testing is already a pretty common benchmark. There are a few bad actors that aren't testing at all, but even some generic brand is going to have a level of testing. But again, what are we testing for? And it goes way beyond the milligram content, way beyond, you know, just a CBD number. All of our stuff is organically or using organic alcohol. It's extracted using ethanol. We do that all ourselves. Oversee that process from start to finish. And so we believe that provides the most amount of goodies, the most amount of wisdom from the plant into the medicine. And the research seems to support that very robustly as well.
It's good. A lot of the patients that I've recommended them to you over the years, one thing that really stands out is that they said, oh my God, I can actually talk to Jarek and he listens. And if this isn't working, let's see what else we can throw in there. And I know you work hand in hand with medical professionals, so you're not just like, oh yeah, try this and try that and try that. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times it's to try to find that sweet spot. You are trying to figure out what works best for you. I do the same thing with my sleep. My number one thing is health and wellness. I take your products in the daytime. We can go over your products here in a second, but you have a wide variety, but also at nighttime for sleep. Sleep is so important. When you miss that one key element of sleep, it's almost a domino effect of the next day with anxiety. Some people get into depression. Some people, you know, get into bad eating habits, and just trying to constantly find what that sweet spot and that balance act is. And so all the feedback that I've received from the patients that do come to you, come back and go, oh my God, you know, he's willing to listen, but also work with us if this targeted formula is not working for the ailment that I'm working for myself or my child. And you work with a lot of families, you know, in the autism world. And that's how you and I were introduced with each other with Janet, because Janet specializes in autism. And I have quite a few family friends that are near and dear to me that do their children have autism, and this is what is working for them. And we'll do another podcast specifically on autism. But let's talk about when people think, this will probably offend our European French, but when people kind of think about, well, even our Oregon wine, they used to always think about Napa Valley. Oregon has some incredible Pinots, you know, and throughout the country and throughout the world. And but when people think about cannabis and CBD, for some reason, they automatically go to other climates like Colorado. We're finding that Oregon is really leading the way in a lot of these products that are coming out there. I know California, not taking anything away from my home state of California, but Oregon, you see people going up to Minnesota perfecting some good quality medicine. I call it medicine. I don't know if you're able to, but I do. But you're seeing that this plant is growing. You do a lot with different cannabinoids, and there are about 100. I always say there's about 140. People say 113 to 160. I meet them in the middle with 140. For our listeners, new listeners and old listeners, THC is a cannabinoid, CBD is a cannabinoid, but they all play a role. And those two, and I know beyond that, CBDA, THCA, CBN, CBG, they all play a role in bringing our body back to homeostasis. Can you share, this one comes up all the time, is, John, what's the difference between hemp CBD versus cannabis CBD, which allows you at Unity Formulas to send across state lines? This is, if you want to share, I'm kind of leading into the percentages of legalities, but if you can share the difference of really CBD hemp versus CBD cannabis, and is there a difference?
Yeah, so there is a difference, and that's a great question. I get this one still pretty often. So all of our products are made or derived from what is legally defined as hemp, which just means it's cannabis that tests below 0.3% THC. That's 0.3%. And that's based on mass or weight of the product. So there is a difference, though, because there are some products out there that are both derived from legally defined hemp, as well as derived from what we would call industrial hemp. So this is cannabis that has been bred over hundreds of years. It's what we used to make rope out of. It's what plastic's made out of, what's harvested for seed, like in Canada. And I really hope that version of cannabis, that true industrial hemp, takes off, especially in the Midwest. I think that's more of the future of hemp, is let's make great bioplastics. Let's make, you know, the seed is full of proteins, full of fats. It's a wonderful food source. The fiber is way stronger than cotton fiber. However, it's not ideal for CBD production. And the reason for that is because it produces such a low amount of the cannabinoids. And so you can extract it for CBD or for other minor cannabinoids. But what we see with that is if you have to concentrate a plant that tests at 1% or 2%, then you need a lot more plant material. And hemp is a bioaccumulator, meaning it's, you know, we've used hemp to clean up nuclear waste. It's sucking out toxic heavy metals out of the soil, which is why it's so important to test for those things as well. So when we're needing to take a larger area or a larger mass of plants to get the same CBD amount, we're going to concentrate up all of those things as well. And that's why that's generally not a good idea. So in contrast, the plants that we work with, they're legally defined as hemp. They test below 0.3%. But if you are driving by our field, it's going to look, you're not going to know if it's a THC cannabis plant or a CBD cannabis plant or a CBG cannabis plant. So it's all cannabis. It's not a different, it's not even a different species. It's the exact same species as what's producing the THC, but its genetic expression converts the CBG or CBGA into CBD instead of THC.
You mentioned driving by your location. And so, you know, that was my question, indoor versus outdoor. And are you doing both? Or are you mostly doing outdoor farming?
Yeah. So all of our plants are grown outdoor. All the farmers we work with, all the stuff we do on our own, everything is grown outside in the sun. You know, there's a time and place for growing inside, of course, those controlled environments. Luckily, we live in a place, and you were alluding to this earlier, it's just amazing how many different places this plant can grow. And so we're very fortunate here in Oregon. So we get a lot of rain, which is not ideal for cannabis in many regards, but it rains in the winter here, and that's not when we're growing plants outside. So we get these nice, warm, dry summers.
Beautiful.
That make it very conducive for,
yeah,
for growing
so the, cannabis. The Oregon climate, not only for cannabis, but again, for wine, you know, and they I keep on using wine as an example because I, you know, my brother's been in the wine business for 30 years. And, you know, I share about, I don't want people to be, to stand off on, be avoid THC. Like I want the medical part, not the recreational part. And I know you are a CBD company, but, you know, sometimes less is more, you know, more is not always better. And so, you know, and that's when I use that example about wine. You know, you and I can go out for wine tasting, take a couple of sips, we're perfectly fine. But if we drink three bottles of wine, you chances are you're pretty intoxicated. And the same thing when it comes to cannabis, you know, THC and CBD, you know, more is not always better. And so,
yeah. And there's, you know, they each have their time and place, of course. So we very much recognize the medicinal value of each. You know, all of our products contain at least a very small amount of THC. Yep. It's important, we believe, to not remove that portion. You know, there's a lot of what's now coined broad spectrum yep. products out there. The THC has been removed. And maybe if you're in a position in life where you're drug tested, you could lose your job. You know, I really want to see that advance forward too. Yep. That's another subject. But they each have their own unique properties when it comes to, you know, using this plant in a medicinal manner. And so, yeah, it's just important to know. And we put on our bottles, it's not something that most people do. We put on the label, you know, we try to list at least the top four or five cannabinoids. So even if it says you're getting 0.01 milligrams in a dropper of something, we try to put that on there so that people are informed. And yeah, you're getting a little bit of each of these cannabinoids. And, you know, the science has very much shown to this point that what's way better than, you know, just THC or just CBD is this combination. I feel like it's kind of like beating a dead horse to say it's the entourage effect, but that's definitely still an important concept to keep in mind. Them
or
together
even, or even isolates. And it's unfortunate. You know, I shouldn't say unfortunate. The government has been now is involved with Epidiolex. And I know you've worked a lot of patients that are going through ailments where Epidiolex is used. And it's an isolate. It's a CBD isolate. It doesn't have any of the THC. It is from real plant-based thing, but having different cannabinoids, just like, you know, baking a cake and leaving the eggs out or the flour or the water, you know, you're not going to have the same success as if you had all those other ingredients. And the same thing with products like yours. And so let me back up on two things here. You know, what makes Unity stand out over the other CBD companies that I was talking about? You know, when you're walking down to through a trade show and you have 800 booths, you know, and 500 of them are CBD companies. And so I know the answer, but can you share what makes Unity stand above?
Yeah. So because of our mission to improve outcomes, yeah, we've made these targeted formulas. So we have our anxiety support, our sleep calm, our neuro lift. There's a whole variety, a couple different pain formulas. And so it's not just shooting in the dark. Obviously, our endocannabinoid systems are individual and people have to learn what works best for them.
Totally.
But we've made it at least a little bit more individualized with these targeted formulas. And where these come from is from, you know, working with individuals one-on-one for years and testing them before bringing them forward.
Yep.
And so these are formulas that we know work, and they work specifically for what we're trying to target. You know, we can't make too many claims.
That's what I was holding back on. But just give you for our audience here, on Jarek's website, unityformulas.com, there's a whole array of different products. And I know he's not able to make claims, but things that I personally have used Unity for: sleep. So you have a sleep product. One that really stood out, that actually Jana, your nurse who's worked with us for years, you know, I was talking to her just about just life in general, anxiety and this and that. And they said, have you tried Jarek's product? And I know you changed the name. What was it now?
Elevate. What it is now.
And so Elevate, basically, well, do you want to, it's basically helping with anxiety. And I don't want to say it's there's two, the anxiety and then the concentration. I'm taking both, which is Elevate is the, for the anxiety, which I do take. And it has been very beneficial. The concentration one, I'm not into pharmaceuticals, but one thing that it kind of has seen replaced with a lot of patients, including myself using it, is for attention and not, I think we all have ADD nowadays, or ADHD, however. And so what was that product called? Because I just hit reorder when I do it.
Yeah. So, well, I think you're referring to the Elevate with both of those. Due to the CBG content, the Elevate's a combination of CBG and CBD along with some terpenes to target. You know, I kind of hesitate to call it like very energizing, but that's how a lot of people relate to it. It's definitely uplifting and it's definitely helps you get locked in. It's a great morning one. It's a great before a workout. You know, I always tell people I actually enjoy writing an email about 20 minutes after I've taken that. So, yeah. But then, like you were speaking to earlier too, you know, so many of these things are very connected: how we're sleeping, how much anxiety and stress we experience during the day. And one of the reasons cannabis works for so many people in these areas is because we're working, you know, we're addressing or interacting with the largest system of receptors in the body, obviously the endocannabinoid system. You know, we're interacting with all of our organs, with our nervous system, communicating to the immune system. And that's why, you know, a lot of times we find, you know, individuals I work with find themselves in somewhat of a downward spiral in life where it's getting the better of them, the lack of sleep with additional stressors. And it's compounding. Yeah. And so we go through that and we address, you know, one thing at a time, and we get that, spiral spinning upwards again. And that's what it's really about.
With all the ailments, I mean, it's funny because a lot of patients will call us, does cannabis work for this? Does it work for this? Or does it work for this? And I don't want to say it's like duct tape with a million and one uses, but when you really get down to it, it's a pretty incredible plant. And so I don't know, are you able to talk about some of the ailments you've worked with your products that you've seen success with? And you know, are you able to do that? I'd like that. I know you're not able to make claims.
Yeah. Well, we do know that, you know, this, and I love that the science is definitely progressing. We know there's always kind of this hurdle with the FDA on, you know, how much can be said and before the, you know, a lot of major research can be done, we need some more permission to move forward. But, you know, we know that these things are anti-inflammatory, which works on many, many different levels. We know about antifungal and antibacterial support. You know, it was pretty exciting earlier this year up here in Oregon in January. Oregon State University did a study relating to COVID in using specifically acidic cannabinoids, CBDA, CBGA, and then also THCA. And so, you know, we know that it's working at a very cellular level. I have also worked with, I won't make any claims around this, but I've worked with plenty of cancer patients. Right. And it just makes sense. We know that the US government has a patent on CBD to protect the brain from chemo and radiation, that we've known that for the last 50 years. And I'm always the first person to say, if someone says, hey, will cannabis help me with X, Y, or Z? If it's not the best fit, it's not the best fit. And it's not the best fit for everything. And so I always am happy to point people in another direction if that's what they really need. It's not the end all be all. It's not a Band-Aid for everything, but it can be used in a very intelligent way to work on, you know, the whole body or to focus on very specific things, and can be a great ally, you know, amongst doing other things in life, you know, living a good lifestyle. So
he's young and he's wise as well, full of wisdom. You know, I'm the same way, where I'm the first to say this is not a one size fits all. I'm the first to say it's not a Willy Wonka golden ticket. You take this and you'll be healed. And there's a lot of times I share with you, I've seen other modalities work with a higher success rate than cannabis. If you want a Band-Aid, fantastic. You use this. If you want it to something that can really, I would look at this. And it's okay to combine. And that's a lot of patients to say, hey, I'm going to try this and this doesn't work, then I'll try cannabis. And I just think, you know, give it a try. You know, you'll be surprised that they do work well with each other synergistically. And on top of it, ask your doctor. I truly believe there's so many states that are becoming legal now that it's top heavy on the education for doctors. And I think the doctors are losing out, where they nowadays, you know, we're educating a lot of doctors. You work with a lot of doctors, but they're starting to say, hey, this is becoming, if I believe in it or not, it's still becoming something that my patients are asking and they're concerned about. So I will educate myself on that. I've been to conferences in, you know, up in there in the Northwest in Oregon and Washington. And I'm liking where I'm seeing this industry going. You know, for a while there it was kind of frustrating because, like I said, everyone and their mother became an expert and everybody and their mother was selling CBD. And I'm like, come on now, you know, you really just cheapened this industry. And that's the part why I like, you know, I recommend, know who's growing your product. This is still a product, you know, the same thing. You wouldn't go most cases buy, I shouldn't say that because people are on the side. My family's in the farming business, so I can't really in honeydew and cantaloupe. So, you know, so the Central Valley and farming is in my blood to see what's going out there. But knowing where your product, where your food's coming from, where your medicine coming from is very important as well. Before I go on about where you see the cannabis industry, can you talk about, I know you've talked about a couple of cannabinoids, which aren't in the limelight and spotlight as much as THC and CBD. You mentioned CBG. Can you tell me some of the, and that's in quite a few of your products, which has been very beneficial for me, the CBG cannabinoid. Very powerful in what it does. but not as popular as THC and CBD. So can you share, if you can share some of your top three or five cannabinoids that you're working with besides CBD that our audience would find helpful as well?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, definitely starting with CBG and even the acidic form CBGA. We have a couple products that also have that in them. I mentioned that study done by Oregon State earlier this year. What's really exciting about CBGA is we've noticed that there's a lot more overlap between CBDA and THCA. They all have their own lane and they all have their, you know, specific time. But, you know, even specifically when it came to this study done in January on targeting the coronavirus, we noticed that the mode of action with CBGA was different, whereas CBDA and THCA were the same. And so it gives it another angle in that regard. But so that's the precursor to all other cannabinoids. And no matter what cannabis plant we're talking about, the legal definition or whatnot, it all starts with CBGA. And then it's converted into CBDA or THCA or CBCA, which we won't even get into.
I've never even heard of CBCA. That's what I mean. That's what I'm sharing. You know, how many cannabinoids are on your list? 140 is on mine. Every day, more are being discovered. Like growers like yourself and scientists, you know, of experimenting and trying and seeing what's going on here. Were you going to continue on some other cannabinoids?
Yeah. So those are definitely very important. You know, I think when it comes to things like pain, especially, you know, since we're never working with very high amounts of THC, you know, for some people that's a viable option and probably an okay idea to blend with a product like the one that we make. It's like our day pain formula is a combination of CBG and CBD, you know, the two of them together in about a 1-to-1 ratio seems to really outperform either of them on their own. So it's providing the body two angles and, you know, we're working with different receptors in the endocannabinoid system. So it's very important in terms of its effect. They're both have the ability to be somewhat energizing or calming. I tend to relate to CBD from at least myself as being calming and relaxing, whereas CBG seems to be a bit more calming, but uplifting. And that's where we kind of get into your concentration, focus, energy. And so CBG has been a great resource in those regards. The other one that we've enjoyed working with, and this is the only one that we actually do not make ourselves, is CBN. So we do use an isolated form of CBN. There's not really a way to do it at this point any other way. And THC is what degrades into CBN. It's a lot more sedative. We use it in our sleep formulation, but it is always combined into a full spectrum product. So we get that buffering, we get the entourage effect, but that's been a significant breakthrough to be able to utilize that. And, you know, a lot of the individuals I work with, they are not in a place in their life or their belief system that allows them to take THC. And so it's amazing to be able, you know, THC, we would, you know, normally think as being more supportive of sleep, you know, at least like an indica. But yeah, having CBN in that product, in our sleep calm formulation, we also use a CBDA base. And that seems to be a little bit more neutral as well when it comes to sleep versus like using CBD. What's interesting is so many people I've talked to about CBD and sleep, they say, oh, it really helps me with my sleep. And then you dig into the science of it, or you listen to someone like Dr. Sulak, and he goes, wait, no, CBD is not specifically for sleep. In fact, it can be somewhat disruptive. And that's where we go back to, you know, what's doing what. And so, you know, some of us aren't sleeping well because of the stressors or anxiety during the day. And the CBD is actually calming that down and it's not an actual sedative, you know, that we would traditionally think of as, you know, causing sleep or helping you fall asleep or stay asleep. So it's kind of interesting to dig into that. We originally had a sleep formula that was CBD and CBN, and we noticed that worked for, I'd say, about 70% of people. And then we switched it to a CBDA base instead of CBD with the CBN in it still. And now we notice that works for 90%+ of people. And so it wasn't like it wasn't effective before, but there was enough people, you know, in the population that were responding to CBD in a little bit more energizing way. So yeah, it's just those little nuances, and we're always willing to change, you know, as the science comes out, we're putting our customer or, you know, patient outcomes first. And so if what it takes to get a better outcome is we change our formula, we are happy to do that. And we've done it many times already. So,
and I know you've done that many times, and I know you've done that many times with a lot of the patients that we've worked with and sent your way as well. And so that's something, you know, it's very difficult. One as a patient to try to find your sweet spot, but even more difficult for a parent working with a child who really doesn't know what to expect, but the parent knows what the outcome is Susie being able to be calm, be herself, or is she having outbursts if it's something as severe as autism or other ailments very similar to that? You have such a wide variety of products. For our audience, they're currently all in tincture form. Will you ever change to gummies? Are you going to stay with ingesting via tincture form?
That's a great question. I'm not against
on the drawing board. Okay.
Yeah, put it up on the board behind me.
Stay tuned.
I'm not against edibles in any way.
Yeah.
There are some limitations there. The biggest one being around dosage. So one thing that we try to convey very clearly to our customers is exactly how many milligrams they're getting. We encourage people to start low and work up. So when we're dealing with a liquid form, these oil-based tinctures, you can very accurately dose the milligrams. When it comes to, you know, eating a gummy, sometimes that's the bridge that you need to walk across to reach somebody, to get a child to take a product or something along these lines, if that's legal where you're at. It can be an important step, but yeah, in order for people to know what they're dosing, and then the other thing that I've personally had resistance to in terms of gummies, is just how many other things need to be thrown in the mix. And then how do we preserve the goodness? You know, some of our products are heat sensitive. And so, you know, when it comes to manufacturing gummies or other edibles, again, I love it when that's someone's first initial access. And then from there, if you want to get more targeted, you want to use it more medicinally, more specifically, we're going to stay in that lane of what we think works the very best. Now, when it comes to flavor, everyone is different. And, you know, from more of an herbalism background, I would say, you know, flavor is a part of the medicine. If it's bitter, allow yourself to taste the bitter flavor. But you know, it's not for everyone. So we do add an option with each of our products. They do have a flavor option. We're just using organic essential oils. It's not adding any sweetness, and it's definitely not erasing the flavor, but it's just something to make it maybe slightly more palatable for some people that have an extra sensitivity in that area. So outside of the tinctures, we do have three topical products as well that are all herbal based.
So I'll give you a perfect example, then I'll go into my next question. You know, my mom, who had never tried cannabis her whole life, after my father passed, I remember she shared her girlfriends were coming to us and having success, and finally mom said, does this work for sleep? And I said, yeah, what about pain? Because she's a tennis player. And I said, yeah, she goes, because I've been using a cannabis product the last 2 weeks. She didn't even tell me or my brother. And I looked at her and I remember kind of being shocked because that's the last thing. But she said, you know, if I would have known about this when dad passed, I would have probably used it, you know, for that reason. I said, wow. Her initial concept, as you're talking, was a piece of gummy, or I think it was mm-hmm. actually a piece of popcorn, because she was used to vitamins or a pill. And yeah. I think a lot of the seniors that we work with, that's the reason why it's easy. Oh, one pill, one popcorn, one gummy. They all have that type of, and then as time has gone on and knowing their body, and I'll use my mom as an example, she has switched to tinctures for that reason. She has one at night for bed and does a product in the daytime when she wakes up. Bam, it's part of her daily vitamin. And that's the good thing about this plant. You don't have to have any psychoactive effect to have success with this plant. Question for you. You know, I know your product, you can't say it, but your products help with pain, sleep, anxiety, depression, epilepsy, autism. And I'm going to use cancer. I'm going to say cancer back here, but you know, there's so many different, you know, I know you can't, you're not allowed to really make claims.
But allegedly.
Allegedly. You know, you know, but I have personally seen by using a product success. I've seen friends and family that have used other products. And unfortunately, when you're working with some ailments as severe as autism, you have to find that sweet spot. You know, certain times of the month, if it's a female, you know, the hormones and everything kind of take over the body and the mind of what's going on. And so working hand in hand with the parents and the patients is something that I applaud you on. So I thank you for doing that, because when I do send patients your way, I don't have to worry. I know you have the patient in mind. And the thing I love about you too is that it's not a lot of companies that say you need this, you need this, you need this, and we sell it. And you're the first to say, you know, I don't think you need that, you know, or try this. And that even shows in your pricing. I think your pricing for the quality of medicine that's put in and the quantity of the medicine that is put in, your pricing is very affordable, because unfortunately, cannabis right now is not covered under insurance. Hopefully one day it is under pet insurance. Did you know that?
I did not.
Close your mind. I have patients that have pets and they have pet insurance, and right on there, it says CBD oil or cannabis oil, and they get reimbursed. Blows my mind. And at the same time, vets are not allowed to recommend cannabis, but
yeah,
pet insurance will cover it. I don't know how much, if it's 50% or 90% or 100%, but it is there. So before we move on here, what are some top health concerns that you're seeing cannabis benefiting? I know we've talked about epilepsy, autism, sleep and pain. Are there others that you're seeing? And where would you like to see the health industry go? You know, for a while it literally hit the brick wall and it stopped. And now you're, because of the stigma, one, and now doctors and patients and universities, even talk shows are talking about cannabis and the benefits. And so I know it was a two-part question. What are you seeing with the health, different health concerns and the benefits you're seeing? And then where would you like to see the health industry go moving forward? Health, I should say, health or medical industry.
Yeah. I think you've covered a lot of the big ones in terms of, you know, why people reach out. I think a lot of the mental imbalances that we experience, whether it's, you know, being technologically disconnected from our natural world, or what it may be, whether you're a young person or an old person, deep-rooted patterns or habits that have taken root, or ones that you're, you know, running up against as a younger person, seems to you know, I'll just speak in a kind of a general way that one way I like to describe cannabis as medicine for people is it seems to put a little bit more space between you and what you're experiencing. So if what you're experiencing is pain, if what you're experiencing is anxiety or stress or depression, you seem to have a little bit more room, or it becomes slightly more optional, more fluid on how you want to relate to what's going on. And I think that's a big reason why it works with so many different things. And I'm not just speaking about like the way THC can alter your perspective or that high effect. I mean, on a very, on just a very wiring level in the brain, you seem like, oh, it's not that I even have less pain or I have less anxiety, but I'm relating to it in a new way. And so I think that's an important piece and one that I think covers a lot of these different specific uses. So I think that's a big thing. In terms of like the health industry, medical industry, obviously I work with medical professionals. I would just like cannabis to be seen in the lane that it is intended for. It's not confusing to practitioners or even a common person like, oh, I drink a chamomile tea at night and it's kind of help me relax. Because we've studied chamomile, we know the essential oil content in it, we know the different components, we know how it interacts with our chemistry, and we know the effect that it can have. And so with cannabis, it's broad ranging in its effects. And so I would like them to be better understood and that stigma to be removed. I think a lot of it has to do with how it's, you know, regulated and seen by our federal government. Obviously, there are shifts that would need to happen there, but just integrating it and following, I make a lot of different business decisions, obviously, and I find myself always coming back referencing, what is our mission? Why are we doing this? Okay, we're doing this for the good of humanity, not to make another dollar, but to actually assist someone. And, you know, all of our medical professionals have taken oaths of similar intention. And I know that's been, you know, working with Jana, that's always her encouragement as well, as like, wait, if I've, you know, sworn an oath to, do no harm, provide something that doesn't necessarily have all these negative side effects. There's always a time and a place for, you know, prescription medications, and we're thankful for those technological advances, obviously. I generally advocate for more of a gentle path. If we can do it without the isolation, can we get it in your food? You know, and that's an even more foundational place to start than even cannabis. What are you eating? You know, what are you thinking? What are you doing in your life? And then what are other allies that can support you? And I think just cannabis is just such a beautiful ally. It doesn't have to be THC. It can be. Doesn't have to be CBD, but it can be. And just understanding our own bodies and taking, I think it's part of the movement of taking responsibility for our own health and our own bodies, instead of deferring to, oh, let me go talk to somebody. He's going to know way more than me. And obviously we're thankful for health experts, but I think it's part of us taking responsibility as humans for our bodies, and cannabis can be a part of that.
Well, I appreciate it. One thing that you were talking about, what we put in our bodies regarding food and how we sleep and where we eat. I'm a big fan of journaling, and I think go with Jerick's company or whatever you're doing, journal. I had this type of food. I took the medicine. I had no, my pain level went from two or a 10 to a 8. On an empty stomach, it went from a 10 to a 6. Okay, so I know in my mind that I know when to take what works best for me, as mentioned, is all different. Having farmers in my family and you having it in your family, my Uncle Steve will go out and speak to schools, and that's part, he loves talking about just sharing. And it's funny, a lot of people think, so where do you think your fruits and vegetables and food come from? A grocery store. So the same thing with cannabis. There's a background. It's not just add seed, dirt, water, and you have this plant. It takes a lot of almost babying like you have a child. And so you spend a lot of time, and I love your passion for that. And I love your passion for helping people. And it's and in this industry, I think that's why I get along with you, get along with Jana quite a few, because of having compassion. You know, ailments is something as severe as cancer, you know, touches us all. If it's from a loved one or a friend or a colleague or a work colleague or your, you know, someone, it will affect. And so, you know, that's one part of life that unfortunately we don't have control of, even though you are doing everything you think in the right thing. But Jarek, I appreciate your mindset. I appreciate what you're doing with Unity Formulas, not only helping me, but helping United Patient Group followers, as well as all the other patients that you work with on a regular basis. You made mention too, it's not all about money. And that's the one thing I like about your product, that is, it's a top quality five-star product without having the five-star pricing on there. And, you know, it's making it available to more people. And so I thank you for that. On that note, Jarek has, for our followers and United Patient Group family, he's giving a promo code of 15% off. Promo code is UPG15. Is that correct? UPG15? UPG15. So any product on his site, UPG15 will give you a discount on there. And he's really good at ordering and putting it in the mail and getting it out. And so it's nice that patients don't have to wait. Even if, you know, like, oh my God, I forgot, I ran out of place the order, you know, and you get those orders out. So Jarek,
yeah, we have free shipping for first class. If you want expedited shipping, but if you order before noon, Monday through Friday, it's going to ship the same day. Cool. And so, yeah, we get things out to people. We reply to every email, every phone call. Yeah. You can reach out to us and you'll be talking to real people, talking to myself. Yeah, we're here for people. So
I can contest that as well. And so I appreciate you, Jarek, and everything that you and your team do there at Unity Formulas. And for our audience, give them a try. I'm certain that you will find success the way I did with his product line as well. And so Jarek Keller from Unity Formulas, thank you for being on.
And thank you, John.
We'll get you back on. And I know I want to talk to you about certain ailments as well, autism, because you're really involved with the autism community, autism safe haven, and you give back. And that's another thing too. So we'll carry that as another podcast on what you, what you're doing, not only for the autism patients and families, but also for the community as well. So everybody, this is John Malanke with the United Patient Group. Be informed and be well, and we will see you soon. Thanks again. And thank you, Jarek.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.